Hey, welcome back. Farm Talk, North Dakota Corn Council Studio, Friday afternoon. I'm Mick Kerr. He's Doug Lear. Like we, most of the time, although not for the last couple of weeks, get together on a Friday afternoon and talk hunting, fishing, and sporting.
Yeah. It really is. Can't remember who. I mean, I talked to not as many people as you talked to at Big Iron. I mean, they had lines. I don't know if you were signing autographs on Tuesday out at Big Iron or if you're giving away $5 bills out of the studio out there, but you definitely had a line in front of you.
People just like to come up and say hi. Well, we've been saying it for a couple of weeks on the radio. Stop by Big Iron, say hi. We'll solve the world's problems and all of that. And yeah, a lot of great conversations and a lot of people who said, sure love that radio station. And,
yeah.
And that when you're on the radio in the afternoon, sure like to listen. So we appreciate it. And just like we appreciate the radio stations that carry the program, KNDK in Langdon, KXPO Grafton, KDLR Devil's Lake, of course, Ag News 890, KQLX, Lisbon, Fargo, and down in Huron, it is KOKK. So tip of the hat to everybody out there listening. And HD3 in Valley City also tags along. We've got some FM translators around the region that carry. So, yeah, we're happy.
Yeah, and I mean,
communicate.
And that, yeah, and that's one of the things I tell you, Mick, and I mean it sincerely. For us, from the hunting and fish side of things, how much it means, because we talk about so much of technology that has changed, but what hasn't changed is when you get outdoors, when people are going out checking fence, when they're out checking crops or moving cattle or hauling bales, when they're out hunting, mm-hmm. when they're out fishing, when they're going out camping, they bring their ears along. And it's so important for us from Game and Fish to be able to get that information out to them and you providing that opportunity, because as we continuously realize, you know, ourselves and here when we're at Big Iron and all these other events, there's very few farmers and ranchers that don't hunt and fish.
Sure.
Or have somebody in their house. Maybe they, you know, now they kind of, their hunting is taking the rifle along and going for a drive. And if they see a coyote, whacking that coyote, or they put in for a deer tag, they put in for their gratis tag, and they go out there on the opening day with their son or daughter or their brother or their neighbor. And, you know, the definition of hunt might change a little bit, but the connection to the deer and the pheasants and the outdoors, you know, and that remains. And there's always some of the changes that take place and the rules and the regulations a little bit, but one thing that doesn't take place is kind of the essence of the hunt. And we mentioned a little bit earlier, we talked about, you know, the youth deer season opened up at 12 noon today, and there's several different options from 11 and 12-year-olds, 13 and 14-year-olds for having those licenses. But what hasn't changed is the whole reason for having these mm-hmm. is society has provided more and more opportunities, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but the competition for kids' time and for the next generation of hunters and anglers has made Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota states say, hey, if we can give kids an early introduction to hunting or fishing, and a positive one, something that they say, hey, I want to do that again, and That's what youth deer season, youth duck season going on this weekend is all about. It's not about dad going, hey, can I go archery deer hunting while the kid is youth deer hunting? Hey, can I be maybe grouse hunting, so to speak, while they're duck and goose hunting? We really want that dad, that brother, that mentor, that mom or sister to put the focus and the attention on those kids mm-hmm. and to make sure that they have everything they can to have a positive. It might not necessarily mean shooting a deer, but getting a shot at a deer.
Right.
It might not mean bagging a big buck, but it might be, wow, the first deer I got was a nice little forked buck, and I've got these memories. And you know what? I might have football games and basketball games, and I might get busy with college, but once I get an opportunity again, I'm going to remember this, and there might be some gaps in between, but I'm going to stay a hunter. I'm going to stay an angler, or even just having that connection to it of saying, yeah, I remember doing some hunting when I was a kid. I liked it. And keeping that similar to the mindset of, I think it's at the Red River Valley Fair when they do the Ag Education Building.
Right. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You want to get that connection early on, whether they become farmers or ranchers, you don't know, but do they understand it? Do they get it? Whether they become lifelong deer hunters or lifelong duck and goose hunters, we don't know, but They get exposed to it. They get educated by it. And that gives them a broader background, Mick.
But like you mentioned at the beginning of the this segment, the definition of a successful hunt does not mean meat in the lock, in the freezer.
Yeah.
It means going out there, doing it, and be together with uncle, son, brother, nephew, dad, daughter.
Yeah.
Just a great family experience being out and about. And the other kind of aha thing is the coach does not play football.
Yeah.
The coach coaches. So if you're the mentor in the youth hunting experience, leave the gun down. Leave the bow down. Huh?
Can I tell you something, Mick?
Yes.
I've been talking about youth seasons for probably the better part of 20 years. I mean, remember, you know, be thankful that we have these youth seasons, because when you grew up in the 70s into the 80s, there was no such thing as a youth season.
Right.
You know, it was a regular season. And that's where maybe the youngster kind of got kicked to the side and he didn't get a chance to shoot that deer, to shoot that duck. And so, you know, society realized that, hey, we need to carve out a season smack dab, like maybe in the middle of September, so that, you know, we can reduce, you know, the competition for time for the kid and for dad to say, well, I need to go deer hunting. I need to go duck hunting. And remember, this is not the only time they can go duck hunting or deer hunting. They've got, you know, the full seasons that they can go, but this is a time to put the spotlight on them. In those 20 plus years, I've never had anyone tell me that.
Oh.
And you hit it. The nail right on it. The coach doesn't play.
Yeah.
The coach's job is to coach. That is so perfect for these youth seasons. Your job is a mentor as a coach. It's
guide. Yeah. You know, not professional guide.
Yeah.
But you're the guider.
For lack of a better connection. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You are a professional guide for those kids. And that is your job, to keep them safe. I can go back to even like on a fishing side of things, is like, if you can do what you can to make it positive. Yeah, I know that when they get into deer hunting, they're going to have a bunch of other hunters around in the regular season. Yeah, I know in November, it's probably going to be colder. They might have frozen fingers. They might be dealing with snow. But in this September season, they're not going to have, you know, quite frankly, frozen fingers. Go, oh, man, we didn't find a deer. We didn't see a deer. I froze my fingers. Why would I want to do that again? Mm-hmm. That's why we're trying to give them a positive experience. Hey, if you've got a young deer hunter and maybe they miss that shot, maybe they get like, missing throwing that touchdown pass or missing that kick or whatever, take them out for a burger. You know, so even if maybe they didn't have a successful hunt, give them that, you know, whether your dad or mom say, well, you know what? I know the hunt didn't go as planned, but how about we, you know, go get a jug of chocolate milk and sit on the tailgate and drink, you know, we don't drink chocolate milk. Like, let's do that. Give them something to say, hey, this was kind of fun. This was time with dad, having a burger, laughing, and then you can have a successful hunt that might not have included filling a tag, Mick.
Excellent point. So, yeah, quality time together, very important stuff. So, and we right away, of course, the stereotype, we right think about going deer hunting and all that, but what other youth hunting experiences are available this year?
Right. So, as we said, you know, 12 noon, we'd opened up the youth deer season. And that the youth deer season continues on through Sunday, September 26th. So the nice thing is there isn't that pressure, like you got to fill the tag today or fill it this weekend. We also have this weekend is the youth waterfall. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. We also actually provide a special military weekend for veterans and active military personnel. They can hunt ducks and geese this weekend in North Dakota. So you have to be a veteran or a member of the current active member of the armed forces. You still have to have a license, but the early duck and goose season doesn't start till September 25th. So you got a week ahead on that. And, you know, that's an opportunity. Then we actually have our youth pheasant hunt, and we've got a youth turkey hunt. So what we've tried to do is, you know, maybe balance to a degree. We still actually get, and justifiably so, you know, some of the response of, hey, you know, if they had to hunt during the regular season, they didn't have the spot, you know, they would realize that hunting is hard work,
mm-hmm.
you know, that there is some work involved. So there's a balance on that. We also, we do allow some bucks to be taken, and we get people saying, hey, you know, maybe they should just shoot a doe and not a buck, because they, you know, they, you shouldn't always get to have an opportunity to shoot a buck. So we try to balance things out. But the bottom line heading into this weekend for adults, the archery deer season is going on, the grouse season, the partridge season, Sandhill Crane opens up tomorrow. Lots of opportunities for the adults this weekend and the kids, Mick.
For sure. And a lot of great, great opportunities to do family time.
Yep, super. Absolutely, Mick.
All right, Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist. Thank you for the visit.
Thanks so much, Mick. Take care, my friend.
Have a great weekend.
You
might
too,
be the last real summer-like one, so enjoy. Yes, that's it for Farm Talk this week. Thanks for hanging out with us at Big Iron and today. And we'll be back Monday right here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. It's Farm Talk.